Cesare stood up from the bed and undid his trousers, which were strained alarmingly by his stalwart manhood. It uncoiled and reared like a king cobra.
And then they fucked.
Hello and welcome to Then They Fucked.
Hello!
The first accent was so good. Why did you change it to that?
Because the Marquis does not speak like that. He speaks like this.
Kind of I think rattled. The Marquis may have forgotten halfway through saying that how the Marquis talks.
He definitely did. Matanda is back now.
No.
Anyway, I can't waste all of my good accents, you know?
I cannot waste all of my good accents. Oh, that's so good.
I didn't even look up before I knew there was a hand happening.
There's always a hand happening. It helps me rhythm.
It helps me rhythm.
Rhythm is a verb.
But not grammar. Anyway, that welcome.
That pause is probably going to get chopped in half.
Nah, keep it.
Hi, everybody.
Hi.
Mistress Molly's back this week.
Hi, Mistress Molly.
Oh, hated that more than any accent we've heard so far.
Hi, Taylor.
Stop. Oh, God, I don't like that.
It's me, Minnie Zay. I'm going to talk.
I actually feel like I'm going to throw
away
up.
Moving from the mic won't stop me from getting into your ears.
I actually feel like I'm going to vomit.
What if there was a mini Julia?
No, that's fine. That just sounds like you and you're whining.
I get laid.
All right. Who has a story for us this week?
I have.
I don't know that I want to have a story for
I
you.
Have one. I have one. I have
Is a it a long and it's luxurious
a,
story?
It's
Is
a shorty. It
it's a little. Just
shutting it down. Good luck.
And Nim town.
And princess?
Yeah.
Do you have a story?
Oh, yes, I do, but it's a little bit longer.
Well, who should go first? The long story or the short story?
Me.
You decide. Oh, wait.
I believe the decision is the short story.
Yes.
Yay.
Shrek Gets Frisky with Donkey by Shrek, Onk Onk, and Puss Puss.
I beg your pardon.
Three authors?
One author, super long name.
Ah, all right. Shrek, Onk Onk, and Puss Puss.
Mm-hmm.
I feel onk, like your name shouldn't have an and in it.
Like I mean, that's just your opinion.
It is, but do you know anyone with an and in their name?
I'm going to name my firstborn and.
I know a lot of people called Anderson.
Suck it.
Just go. Just start your fucking story.
One day Shrek was doing his business and fapping into a frog in his swamp.
As is his business. Mm. That's how he makes money.
Yes.
No shame.
No shame. That's just filling up frogs is what he does. When Donkey walked in on him. Oh, hello there. Shrek
scares
exclaims,
the dog when you do that.
Revealing his monster cock to his best friend. Donkey, on his period, showed himself to his secret lover. Shrek put his onion destroyer in the donkey's waffle.
Okay.
I beg your pardon?
We need to just briefly stop here. What do you need to do with your penis to make it an onion destroyer? Is it just banging the onion with your penis and destroying it? Or are they implying that he has sex with onions? He penetrates them with
I think he gets little tiny bits of onions in his dick hole, like he consumes them.
I know what it is.
Ow.
You know how with an onion, if you chop it at the top and at the bottom and peel the outside, you can push through the middle bit?
Yes.
I think
at the bottom you can push. Oh, and fuck it. Yeah.
I think he's fucking the onion
like
rings.
Like rings.
Yeah, he's literally.
Like the way you make onion rings.
So he is literally penetrating the onion.
Yeah.
Okay, all right.
Yeah.
I guess.
So, yeah, Shrek put his onion destroyer in Donkey's waffle.
What is the waffle part of the donkey?
In this situation, Donkey has
a period.
Has a period and potentially, I would say, a vagina, but identifies as male still. So there's that.
So we've got like a transgender donkey going on? Or?
Yeah.
I think so.
Okay.
Their bodies pulsating to the beat of the onion juicing, sweaty swamp water running on Donkey's hot thighs. Fiona walked in and saw what was happening.
Oh, no.
Begone, thought, she yelled.
What?
That sounds like Fiona. Like, that's actually
Begone
pretty
thought.
True to character.
Mm, yeah.
She yelled, pulling out a gun and fucking shot Donkey in the arsehole.
Okay,
and
less
fucking
like Fiona.
Shot him in the arsehole.
He moaned with pleasure.
I mean, how did she miss Shrek?
I don't think she was aiming for Shrek. What?
But Shrek's penis was in.
Well, no, I think Begone Thought gives you plenty of time to just withdraw slightly.
Oh, I mean, I just would have appreciated a little indication that that's what was happening.
He withdrew.
Thank you.
Anyway, you're welcome. We're about to get a lot more confusing, so.
Fuck me up.
Do it again, he screamed.
What? Okay. Is this Shrek or Donkey?
Donkey. Shrek wants to be shot in the nose.
In the ass again.
Yeah.
Okay.
Shrek put his hand all the way up Fiona's urethra and pulled out her dick.
I just want to point out that the princess is very, very much affected when it's her urethra that is being assaulted and not a penis urethra that's being assaulted. Yeah.
No, it was a penis urethra. Go
so just to recap, Shrek put his hand up Fiona's urethra and pulled out her dick.
Yep, that's why where you put it.
Why was the dick inside the urethra? Isn't it usually the other way around?
There's just so many questions about this.
Perhaps it's just a prolapsed penis. That's also a very terrible thought to have.
What's a prolapsed penis when it's like a little bit wonky?
Don't Google it.
I won't.
A prolapse is when the inside parts of you come into the outside. You know when like
ladies have a prolapse after giving a baby?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Not well, because honestly I don't care for it, but okay.
Penis.
No, don't. I don't want to see it. I don't want to see it. No, I don't.
I want to see it now.
Can you hear her going like click, click,
yeah,
click?
Yeah, it's usually doesn't happen to penises. Images. But it does happen
so
to.
So does the penis like fold inside out? Okay, I want to see it.
Okay, actually, it happens to dogs a lot.
Did you actually know that, really? Or do you just Google it?
No,
show me. Fuck you, I'm going to Google it myself.
I'm sorry.
That's how you get it. God, Google I hope
my
parents itself.
Still don't check my
I'm very sorry to everyone that I've just prolapsed introduced penis. The concept it's of prolapsed animals. Penises.
It's mostly animals.
Too.
It's mostly
duck
animals.
With prolapsed penis.
So duck penises are just turtles.
Messed up to start with.
Oh my God, it looks like a nipple.
Actually, that's a very good example. There's a bulldog. Hey, look at the bulldog. That's a good example. So dog great willies, example. Sometimes when they're out for too long, they get dry and then you have to push them back in.
It looks like a tiny nipple on
FYI
top.
FYI, everyone.
It's very weird.
Anyway. pulled out Fiona's urethra, pulled out her dick, sucking it until she nutted in his long ogre ear.
Was he sucking it with his ear or just sucking it and then put it in his ear?
So you know in the first movie when he takes the wax out of his ear and makes a candle?
Mostly
he does the same thing with cum.
Yeah. Nutted in his long ogre. I knew you weren't the one for me, he exclaimed. Only real ogres produce onion seed.
What?
I don't know. I didn't write it.
Onion seed. It is either the literal seed of an onion or onion-flavored semen?
Onion-flavored semen.
Ooh, spicy.
No, it's like the seed is semen and then, yeah, it's like onion juice.
The right. seed is semen and then, yeah, it's like onion juice.
Donkey stood by, beating his twisted cock, yelling as he shot his fruity nut all ogre the Red Riding Hood.
Wait, what? Wait,
Red Riding Hood's then?
Yeah, I didn't know that.
Welcome. Oh, yes, Grandma! She yelled, pulling on her titty until she shot milk.
What?
It just says titty. Oh, no, sorry. That's titty with a double I. Titty. Until she shot milk into a cup. Then she picked up a gingerbread man and dipped him in the titty milk, forcing him down Donkey's slick throat. Oh, yeah, Red. Put it all in my throat. She put the entire arm down his throat, pulling on his ogre organs and giving him the best orgasms ever.
Wait, I thought she was in Donkey.
Me too.
Why does she have ogre organs?
Okay. Can we just examine the sentence, I thought she was in Donkey?
But I thought she was in Donkey.
Also, are we just ignoring the fact that Donkey had a shotgun
in his ass?
Blast in his ass?
Yeah, he's fine. It was good. It just like hit the prostate, gave a little wiggle and off we go.
Anyway. Shrek was busy putting his thick cock in Fiona's tight puss-puss.
Please don't say that again.
I'm going to try not to. Oh, fuck yeah. Fuck me, Shrek. I want it all swampy, boy. Shrek shot his sweaty, salty swamp water all inside Fiona.
Now, did he get a water gun and shoot some swamp water or are we talking about jizz?
Jizz.
Ogre jizz.
Which apparently is oniony and swampy at the same time.
I picture it green. Like olive.
I'm thinking more like radioactive.
Glowing.
Yeah. I'm thinking like tradish white cum. Soz,
but
guys.
Like real cloudy.
Like thick.
Yeah. Or like, or it could be like a mixture of like green and brown. Just get that swampy
like
feel.
Super chunk. Yeah.
Sorry. The princess just.
We just ate. Oh my God.
Anyway, busy, thick cock, Fiona.
Yep.
Oh yeah, Daddy Shrek, nut it all inside.
I hate nut. I hate the use of the word nut.
I honestly don't think that it adequately describes what's happening.
I hate nutted.
Nutted,
hate
nutting. And then
nut.
When you call like
hate it.
My nut, like your actual semen. Like nut. I just don't understand.
It doesn't make any sense. And it doesn't properly describe what's going on.
Like nut milk does kind of taste like that.
No. Oh, no.
Shrek flopped to the ground, exhausted after violent lovemaking between him and Fiona.
Like, very violent lovemaking. Yep. Like, this is the most violent lovemaking I think
we've had
so
far. We've had for a while. Yeah.
Well, Wreck-It Ralph and the Ant was pretty
no,
violent.
No, that's we still had my some violent lovemaking.
I mean, the Batman one and Superman
what
one
about
was pretty violent.
Goofy's tire iron? What yeah. about what about Pinocchio's hard day? Oh, Geppetto's yeah. hard day.
I'm sorry. Did you bring all of these to the table?
Yes,
Julie?
Yes.
Yeah, I did.
Mine are always the most tame and Julie's are always the most stressful and violent.
Anyway, just then Puss in Boots came in and hit the vape hard, filling his mouth with chocolate-flavored vape.
Fucking love when they vape. Vape Nash.
Went to his bedroom and found Okonokwu.
Sorry?
Oh. Okinawa?
Thank you.
Like a pancake?
I thought as in...
Oh, I'm thinking of Okonomiyaki.
Yeah.
Okinawa is a city, right?
You found the city? It is right.
Okonkwo.
Okinawa. Okonawa.
Anyway.
Okonawa.
That thing was playing the skin flute. Oh, said Puss. What are you doing there, buddy? Unconk looked at Pussy's pussy, violently orgasming and shooting his onion seed all over the bathroom mirror.
Enough.
Puss with took another seed. Hit from the vape, holding it in his mouth and shot the vape smoke onto Unconk's tight ass. Oh yeah, pussy boy. Unconk yelled as smoke poured out of his asshole. As it came out, a fat black turd appeared.
No.
Puss swallowed it whole.
Why you always have feces in your stories?
Taking the entire thing into his tiny body.
Guys, I just want to let you know, you can have sex without feces being involved.
Usually.
Yes.
And you probably should most of the time.
Gob me more, he choked out around.
Gob me more?
He choked out around on Conk's fat dump.
What does that mean? I mean, I don't want to examine it, but what?
Stop.
I mean, you're making, I don't know what that means either, Julie. I don't know how to interpret. Yeah, okay. I understand gob means fellatio, but in this situation, there's no
gob
penis
some
involved.
Shit.
Ugh.
Jesus. Stop.
Gross.
I have to spray everything in this place.
I'm going to fellate a turd.
Stop, both of you.
I'll fellate a turd, but only to piss off Taylor.
Fuck, how much do you hate me?
I want to try something, Unconk said. What is it? Pussy boy asked. I want to try autoerotic asphyxiation.
Oh, hello.
Yeah, okay. Well, he doesn't need to be there for that.
Okay. Okay, said pussy boy, pulling a noose. He tied it to the tree outside Shrek's house. Okay, get in, Unconk, and I'll give you a good suck. Unconk got into the noose and pulled it down his pants and pussy boy succeed.
Wait, he put the noose down his pants?
I don't know. Pussy boy sucked him hard as he could, but pussy boy forgot to come. Oh, cut him down. So
I fucking hate
died.
When I forget to come.
I mean, what have we been doing here if we just forget to come?
Not much, apparently.
It actually says forget to cut him down.
Yeah.
So okay,
we were making fun of you.
Shrek came out of his house to find matter from cars in his Shrekky mud pool.
Marta from Cars.
Oh, Mater.
Yeah.
Mater.
Oh, Mater. It's not a capital. How was I meant to know that? Mm. And everything is spelt wrong in this. What do you think you're doing here? Shrek says sensually.
What do you think you're doing?
Shrek said sensually.
Mm-hmm. With all his senses.
I'm just cleaning my muffler. Can you help? Mater said innocently.
Oh, never ask that.
Okay. Shrek climbed into the mud and started massaging Mater's axle. What are you doing down there? That's not... No, no, but Shrek continued and put his car cleaning clanger inside Marta's exhaust pipe. Oh, yes, fuck me hard, Shrek. I want all of your shenanigan shoof hoofer inside me. 11! He yelled.
These references are lost on me.
The 11 bit is actually, he didn't hold down the shift before he pressed the 1 for some exclamation marks.
Okay.
He yelled as Shrek came hard inside him. Finn.
Okay. Well, I think that's given us a lot to think about. So let's just have some quiet time and we'll go and reflect. And never, ever speak of this again.
Yep.
Well done. That was very loud.
Yeah. It's okay. It'll equalize it later.
Yeah. It's maybe it will, maybe it won't. Yep. We'll have to wait and see.
You're panting.
Before we get into our next story, we're sponsored this week, once again, by
McDonald's? Oh, so close.
.com.
So close.
So close. PeggingToys.com. The one main difference between PeggingToys.com and McDonald's is the fact that PeggingToys.com do not have their logo on their packaging.
Oh, interesting.
how droll of them to have plain packaging and so I cannot advertise my anal proclivities to all of my housemates / workmates and their detriment for not knowing exactly what I get up to in my bedroom or any other room of the house with my purchases from PeggingToys.com.
That was like a good solid minute of soliloquy.
Yeah, I blanked out a little bit.
You think that I couldn't do a whole half hour just by myself?
All right, back to penises.
Back to penises, guys. So, yeah, you can go in there. They have a whole bunch of high-quality sex toys that you can choose from. They also have a whole bunch of documentation on how to use them and incorporate them into your love life, whether that be solo or with a partner. And they do have a 100% no-bullshit guarantee, guaranteeing that you will be 100% discreet with your purchases. Use the promo code BATESAFE, BATESAFE.
Oh, that's it.
At checkout to get your discount on behalf of us. Now, Princess, do you have another horribly distressing story about Shrek?
Yes. No. Yeah. No.
Good. Well,
that's the correct answer.
Either way, please proceed.
Okay, it's called The Real Way the Diaphragm Came Out.
Oh, okay. All right. No, I'm approaching this with positivity and excitement. Please tell me your story.
I'm just going to say, like, there may be some lesbian vanilla sex about to occur. Not looking at anyone in particular.
It's fine because it's not me on microphone anymore. It's Mistress Molly.
I will say her pants aren't quite loud enough to pick up.
Pant louder, Molly. How am I picking up and you're not?
This is from Samantha's point of view.
Okay.
Go! I tossed the rest of my martini into my mouth. And I just had my nails done, I muttered, walking into the bathroom. All right, how do you want to do this? I asked. Well, I usually get it out with one leg up on the toilet, but it's brand new and it won't bend enough, she explained.
Always got to pre-bend it before it goes in.
Yeah.
Yeah. Then you got to prepare your diaphragm.
Mistake number one.
Do you know how to use a diaphragm and neither of us do?
Hey, why are you assuming I don't know how to use a diaphragm?
Because you don't have sex apparently.
What is going on? Why is it everyone hate on Taylor Day?
I don't hate on Taylor.
I'm not hating on you. I'm just stating bold facts that you stated before.
If you're a single, fucking hit me up.
Also, I'm a fair bit older than all of you. So yes, I do know how to use a diaphragm.
Do you know how to use a sponge?
Yes. What's a sponge? It's pretty much the same way.
What's a sponge? I've also never had sex with a woman. So like.
No, but again, like I was the mother friend in my high school group and university group. So I had to.
Did you go to university?
Yes.
Do you have a degree?
Yes.
Lol. Okay, that's all.
That's rude.
Well, so do I. It's okay.
Yeah, but why would you think he
doesn't? Oh, I just didn't know.
Hey, like, hasn't been to uni.
No, I would have thought Zane's too cool for university.
I am too cool for university. That's why I left.
After you graduated.
Yeah, well, look, university is a very specific kind of education that I don't particularly agree with.
So how far did I got through 3 weeks? How long did you get through?
I got my bachelor.
Look at you go. It was 3 weeks. So I was like, fuck this shit.
It was a tumultuous time.
Yep. I remember those times.
Mostly masturbating. Anyway,
well, are you waiting for an invitation? I asked, waving my hand towards the toilet. Kerry walked over to the toilet and put her foot up on the closed lid. I nodded with satisfaction and dropped down to my knees before her, lifting the front of her skirt.
Who?
Kerry.
Carrie.
Oh, okay. Yes, no, I get it. No, the
it's
main character.
It's not Carrie. In America, we say Carrie and no, it's no, spelled
Carrie. I get it. I just didn't hear that when you said
could
that.
Could you enunciate, please?
Can you go fuck yourself, please?
Yeah, I can actually.
Not here.
I'm doing it right now. Okay. Good. Perfectly waxed lips with an inch and a half long landing strip at the top of her slit met my eye. Mm-hmm. I raised
Don't
my
call
eyebrows.
It a slit.
And nodded again in approval of her practice
sometimes,
style.
Sometimes it is a slit.
Yeah.
Sometimes you get a little
like super
down.
Skinny girls have slits, don't
well,
they?
Well, if they're innies as well.
I have an innie. FYI, everyone.
What's an innie?
Well, you don't have your labia protruding from.
How do I know if I'm an innie or an outie?
I'll show you what an outie looks like. Just
no,
continue.
I don't want to know.
You
I
do
know.
Because you need to
you'd
know.
Be able to see.
I don't want to guess though, in case I'm wrong. I slowly inserted my fingers and fished around for the rim of the diaphragm. Mm. I found the curled circle and tugged. She hissed in pain. Sorry, I murmured, withdrawing my fingers. She nodded. Sit on the toilet lid and lift up your legs, I suggested. She sat down and leant back, putting her heels on the edge of the seat. This is really awkward, she whispered, looking everywhere but me. Well, honey, that might be the problem. You're tense. Try to relax.
Yeah, just try to relax while my fist is inside you.
I am. I took a deep breath and moved back, but I moved back in, but stopped as the scent registered in my mind. She smells incredible. I felt my eyes roll for a moment, my head spinning for the odor seeping from her pussy. I shook. Oh.
That's an Audi.
No, I don't have that.
These are innies.
I think I have that. I don't know.
That's it.
I honestly don't look at it very often, to be perfectly.
You still should know what you've got down there.
Honestly, if Oprah has taught us anything, it is to put a hand mirror underneath your genitals.
Oh, I did
so
do
that,
that you, well, from time to time you know? When I was learning how to tampon.
Aw, cute.
Thanks.
Baby tampon.
Anyway.
Also, that I learned that in fried green tomatoes.
Yes. Okay, most of life's lessons can be taken from fried green tomatoes.
True. And monologues for auditions.
I shook it off and slowly inserted my fingers again, finding the rim again almost instantly. I pulled it down and she moaned in discomfort once more. Relaxed, I encouraged. Maybe I could help her.
Maybe you could. I wonder how you could help her.
Just maybe remove the diaphragm. I moved my fingertips back down and rubbed her G-spot lightly. She jumped. But didn't say anything, settling a little further back. I stroked my thumb up the lip on my left-hand side until I got to her clit, flicking it delicately. Her walls. Did you see her face?
I don't No one saw my face. We're on a podcast.
I was talking to Zane, you dipshit.
I think this is why everyone's being mean to you this week, Taylor. But you can't gently flick a clit. I don't think you can gently flick. Come here, I will...
Stop, don't you dare say come here while we record this. I don't like that.
Come here, I'm going to gently flick your clip.
No. Her walls tightened on my fingers, then relaxed some. Samantha, she whispered. I hummed as if I didn't... Oh, sorry. I hummed as if I didn't know why her voice was so breathy. I curled my fingers up again and pressed on her sweet spot. Ha, she gasped, the sound getting higher. Oh, sorry. Ha, she gasped. Her juices covered my fingers as I slid them in and out of her tight hole, reaching deeper until I hit the ring stuck inside her.
Just pull the goddamn thing out.
I mean, yeah, I can't
you are fucking
being...
about a lot.
I think that's the point.
And I mean, at this point, it's very obvious what's happening.
Oh, sorry. I'm just like trying to get your diaphragm out, but I'm accidentally finger fucking you. So,
sorry. Thought I was helping. Okay. My left hand joined my right, rubbing her clit quickly so my fingers could thrust faster. Relax, Carrie, I whispered. Sam, I'm gonna... She sucked in a sharp breath, her walls fluttering around my fingers. I hooked my... You don't like when your walls flutter?
I'm trying to imagine vaginal walls being like...
I mean, I...
well, like a drum roll?
This is the first I've learned that they can flutter.
I no,
they
it's
can
just,
tense
I think they like
and
pulsing, yeah.
And they can pulsate, but they can't be like.
I don't know that they're like. Whee! I don't think they're like. No, like, have you ever seen a butterfly that goes? Yeah. No, it's just going like.
I mean, when I see a butterfly fly, it's not so much like this smooth waving motion that
it's
you
a
just made.
Oh, Kelly. It's like a.
It's definitely like a, oh my God, where am I going? What's happening now?
Zane as a butterfly is the most beautiful thing I've ever seen.
Imagine him as the caterpillar from Bug's Life.
I'm definitely the caterpillar from
I'm a beautiful butterfly. Amazing. She's gonna, I hooked my fingertip around the diaphragm ring and tugged it until I could bend it and pull it completely out. The pink circle slipped from her velvety soft tunnel.
Hey Taylor, imagine if she had a snaggle nail. And she did that.
Ew! The pink circle slipped from her velvety soft tunnel and I dropped it in the sink before returning my fingers to pussy.
Oh, we're going back, are we? Great.
Back to pussy.
Back to the puss.
Come for me, Carrie, I ordered, rubbing her clit fast as my fingers began sliding into her again. The little pulsing nub under my fingers went hard and her muscles clenched around my fingers. Ah, oh, fuck Samantha, she gasped out in a whisper. How do you gasp in a whisper?
Wait. Samantha said that?
No, she gasped out in a whisper. Fuck Samantha.
Fuck Samantha.
Okay.
So Carrie said that.
Yep.
Right.
I smiled, continuing to work my fingers into her as her stomach muscles clenched. You're so tight, I whispered. I pulled out of her and gazed at the bright pink color of her core. Huh?
She's looking inside the vagina.
Oh. Who does that?
The core of the vagina.
Coco!
Echo!
I mean, if you believe Pornhub statistics, gaping has become quite a trend.
What is it?
Why
gaping?
Is someone
gaping.
Who is
that when you're gay and you're peeing? Gaping.
I mean,
I hate you right now. Why are you looking at Pornhub statistics?
I find it incredibly interesting as to what people like to look at.
I don't like any of these things. But
no,
I'd like to know what other people like.
I don't understand it at all.
I'm not really into porn that much.
The increase in like incest porn that's like in the, over the last few years is
ridiculous. Game of Thrones.
Worrying. I don't know.
Oh yeah, It's not okay, guys. Just because you see it on TV doesn't mean you can fuck your mum.
No, it ended well for both of them. Spoiler alert.
I don't watch Game of Thrones.
I don't. I'm okay.
I'm gonna have to bring some Game of Thrones porn on now.
It's going to be very boring for us.
So long as the Starbucks cup is there, I'm down. I swallowed the excess saliva that flooded my mouth. Sam, she sighed happily, taking her feet off the seat. I shook my head, smiling wickedly at her. I pushed her legs back up, resting her feet on the toilet seat again. I didn't clean you up, I reminded her, not waiting for a reply before I lunged forward and lapped my tongue between her folds.
That's lapping. That. You're welcome. Oh, if only we had a bowl of water for you right now, Molly. We could lap like pros.
Oh.
I should probably give you some water.
Oh, she breathed. I drank up all her juices, cleaning every spot with my eager tongue. I gently stroked her clit with my thumb as I licked her pussy dry. Ready to go? I asked, getting back to my feet, washing my hands in the sink.
Can I raise a concern with the phrase licked her pussy dry?
Yes.
I don't think that's how it works.
No, it's
no,
definitely
it is.
Not.
So what you have to do
how
is...
How can you lick anything dry? The very fact that you lick it means it gets wet.
No, you have to... You know when you stick your tongue out of your mouth and you hold it there with your teeth until it gets dry? You got to do that and then lick the pussy and then it'll absorb the pussy juice.
No.
And then you just like shake her off a bit and you're done. You got a dry pussy.
How are you shaking a pussy off a bit?
Oh, you have to shake the whole person.
Oh, okay.
It's like baby shaking but much bigger.
I get it.
Ready to go?
And off.
She nodded, dashing through to her closet to get changed quickly. I stepped back out into the kitchen with Miranda and Charlotte. Crisis averted, I sighed, making myself another drink, her flavor still on my tongue, coating my lips. Better you than me, Miranda smiled. I couldn't agree more. I just smiled politely. Carrie, come on, we're going to be late for the movie, Charlotte yelled. I'm coming, Carrie yelled back. Not after that, you're not, I smiled to myself again. I really should have gotten into gynecology. We all know that's what happened.
Yeah, we all know that that's what happened because it was written here.
Well, this is an episode where her diaphragm gets stuck and Samantha has to pull it out.
Aw, cute.
But this is their interpretation of
like
what happened.
Like finger fucking version.
That's why it's called the real way the diaphragm came out.
I would happily fish out your diaphragm for you.
Thanks. You won't need to. Please don't.
Sharpen it first.
Stop!
Okay, I think we're done here. We're done here. You did very well, Julie. Not being too put off by that.
I'm lesbian now, so it's fine.
Oh. You can't just wave that around. You can't just decide you're a lesbian now.
Okay, hang on. Just carry the one. I'm a lesbian now.
That's true. She did the work.
Well, you calculated.
That's how it works. As a gay, I can tell you that that's what happens.
Yeah.
You just do the math one day and you're like, oh, wait. Oh, no, I forgot to divide by three.
Damn it.
It's the division by three that's probably the hardest.
Yeah.
But once you get past that, carry the one, you're good.
You can find us on Facebook and Twitter. You can also find us on thatsnotcanon.com.
We have a Patreon as well.
But you need to search for us because we are adult content.
Or find the link in the show notes.
Absolutely can.
Until then, find smart on your own time.
And fuck it.
Bye.